6 seasons, there would be 5 more trips to the NCAA, 1 undefeated season, and in 1958, Rupp's 4th NCAA championship. But the 4th title came unexpectedly, according to the experts, as Adolph's Fiddlin' Five gave a command performance at Louisville's Freedom Hall.
Well, when we got to Louisville, Temple was working out on the floor, and as we walked into the playing arena, Guy Rogers came running over to me and shook hands. He says, "Coach, here I am." I said, "So I see." And he said, "Well, we're going to beat you this time." Well, I said, "There's a possibility of that." Well, it looked like they might do it, but when the smoke cleared, they had us down by 1 point. And there's 24 seconds to go. Of course, we're playing this before all the coaches of the NCAA. And we called timeout. And we were going to run a play. I had suggested the number 8 play, which would give one of our guards a shot, which would go either be a jump shot or would go all the way in on a dribble. Beck pointed out, he said, "Coach," he said, "I believe we can run a back screen and get one of the guards loose," he said, "because my center has stuck to me and never has switched a single time." I says, "All right, we'll run a back screen then." He says, "I'll go out and screen whoever the guard is defensing, our guard, I'll screen him." I said, "Be sure, though, that you don't move now. Don't get caught moving. Because," I said, "these Eastern officials, they'll blow you out of the place." He says, "Well, I won't foul."
Cody Smith out of bounds, Hatton in backcourt, gets the pass, and here we go. 22 seconds as the clock moves. Hatton breaks to the right, goes for the basket, hooks it back and in. Vernon Hatton gets the field goal, his 5th of the game. Temple has got timeout with 12 seconds to go. Vernon Hatton took the ball, went down the right side to the baseline, broke for the basket, went under, hooked it back and in. And it's all in favor of Kentucky at the moment. It is 61-60, Kentucky leading Temple on Vernon Hatton's 5th field goal of the ball game.
And there was about 12 seconds left, and all the coaches said Rupp got the basket too quick. You never get a basket too quick when you're 1 point behind with just 24 seconds to go. I don't. I want to be ahead because I don't think you can get that basket too quick. And so they call timeout, and we thought sure they were going to use that double screen to give Rogers a shot.
61-60, Kentucky leads Temple. 12 seconds to go. Temple's ball and stand by. Dale Kennedy's out of bounds. Rogers stands right on the 10-second line, dances into backcourt. He gives off to Kennedy, over to Brodsky, back to Kennedy. He gets the ball out of bounds. 6 seconds to go. Kentucky has the ball. The pass into Hatton. 3, 4, 1. Ball game's over. Ball game over. The Wildcats have won it. Hey, boy, they did it. Listen to this.
So we watched the first half of the Kansas State-Seattle game. Kansas State, of course, their radio station wanted me to stay there in the comment. But I said, "I've got to take my boys back. I want to get my boys back to the hotel. I wanted to feed them and get them up to their rooms where we had a policeman to protect them because I didn't want all these parasites to come in there and get in the rooms and tell them how good they were and then spend the night with them and make our boys sleep on the floor while they slept in their beds. Now, I've seen that happen before, too, and I can tell you about that. And I wasn't going to have that happen. So I got the boys down. We fed them and got them up there and got them in their rooms and got that policeman in there and got him he wouldn't let anyone in there because they have a way of finding out where you are, and your best friends who wish you well are the fellas that'll turn out to be your worst enemies and put the pressure on you in a case of that kind.
The hotel arrangements were just fine, and those friends, well, they all showed up for the game the next day.
And the crowd picked us up, and thanks to that crowd, even to this day, If it hadn't been for that crowd, we could not have won. So the final score was 84-72, with Kentucky winning the championship game over Seattle University for our fourth NCAA championship. And this team will always have one of the warmest spots in my heart of all the teams that I've had, because it wasn't the most talented team in the world.